Welcome to the Nathan and Rydell Show
on Youth Express, recorded live from Evocate. This is Kiera G, and I'm an 8th grader here at Pittsburgh King. Joining me are
Rydell Owens
and Nathan Branch.
The first talk of the day is NFL players. Let's start with wide receivers. Recent.
I think the best wide receiver right now, if you ask me, Mike Evans from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, just because he's so big. He's 6'5". He's a red zone threat, and he can take the top off of any corner in the league.
I'm going to have to disagree with you because I think it's Antonio Brown. He had the top stats in receiving, top than every other receiver.
Yeah, Antonio Brown definitely is in the top three. I think a taller receiver is better than a shorter receiver, and that's what I would rather have on my team.
But he's a great route runner.
Yeah, he is, but I'd just rather have a 6'6 wide receiver.
A lot of people doubted him when he came out of college, but because he was short. But look at him now.
Now we're going to talk about running backs.
The best running back for me, D'Angelo Williams.
Man, I disagree with you on that one. I think the best running back this year, it was Todd Gurley. He's just a monster. He got the number 3 most yards this year, and he's a rookie. I think he's going to be the next Barry Sanders out there running the ball. All right, who you think the best quarterback was this year? Don't say Big Ben. Go ahead. The best quarterback, I think, and statistically, who had the best stats, he also won the league MVP this year, I think it's Cam Newton. What he was able to do in Carolina this year was unbelievable. And to take that offense to 15-1 was just incredible.
My favorite quarterback this year was Ben Roethlisberger because he came back from 3 injuries to get us to the playoffs and won a game in the playoffs. Like, that's hardcore. Now, a lot of quarterbacks can't do that. Thank you, Michael Vick and Landry Jones.
Thank you for getting injured after 2 quarters. All right, now we're going to talk about who you think is going to win the Super Bowl. Who's your team?
My team is the Steelers because this year in the playoffs, they was the most feared.
I got to disagree because, ask me, I think the Broncos are the most feared because their defense was just unstoppable. Every game this year, they actually scored on defense. That's probably 16 games, 6 points. That's over 100 points of defense just scored. And if you could tell, the Broncos' defense also helped them win the Super Bowl when they sacked Cam Newton and made him fumble, and then they took it back for a touchdown. But I also have to agree with Rydell because I feel like the Steelers this year for the AFC have the biggest threat. If this year in the draft, if they could just get more defensive, like secondary, I feel like they'll be a shutdown team. And nobody can stop that offense in the league with Big Ben, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Martavius Bryant. That's just a powerhouse offense, and they're going to score over 40 points every game. All right, Rydell, out of the NFC teams, who do you think is going to the Super Bowl?
I think it's going to be the last Super Bowl that the Steelers won. I think it's going to be the Cardinals again. I think it's the Cardinals because they was nice this year. When it came up to the Panthers, yeah, the Panthers was better than them, but they were still nice. But I think Cam Newton hit his peak, and he's not going to be good no more.
I have to disagree with you on that because Carolina, they still have basically the whole team. Keep the same team, they're going to go again, but in the NFC, I got to say, the team that's going for me, if the Packers could pull it together, I see them going to the Super Bowl again for, I hate to say it, but for a Super Bowl 44 rematch between the Steelers and Packers. But if they don't have Jordy Nelson, they're not going to go into the playoffs, let alone make it to the Super Bowl and beat the Steelers. And now, guest star and Packers fan, Derek Irvin, a.k.a. Dizzle Luck, now on the mic.
What Rydell said about the Cardinals, I kind of agree with Rydell because they got Patrick Peterson and Larry Fitzgerald. Him and Carson Palmer is nice together. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald can get up with it. I think Patrick Peterson is the best cornerback there is.
All right, let's go to a new topic, talking about Peyton Manning's retirement. The question is, do you think he's the best quarterback to ever play the game?
I don't think the best, but he's up there. He's like the top 10.
No, I don't think he's the best, but probably top 3.
Who do you think's better?
Terry Bradshaw.
Joe Montana.
Stop eating the Steelers, all right?
Clearly,
I'm a Pittsburgh fan. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Nobody's better than Peyton Manning. The stats.
Clearly, Joe Montana.
The stats, no, it doesn't prove to anybody else. He has the most MVPs out of all players in the NFL history. He has 5 league MVPs. He has 8 Pro Bowls. And I was looking at the stats on NFL Network the other day. He has over 500 passing touchdowns, which is ridiculous. Only playing 17 years. And the second most behind him is Tom Brady, and he's at like 410. Just mind-blowing if you ask me.
But he only has 2 Super Bowls.
And he might not be the strongest quarterback. He might not have the most Super Bowls, but he's the smartest quarterback to ever play the game. He would mess up your defense.
I got to disagree with you on that one.
Who Who's the smartest quarterback now?
Well, I'm not talking about the smartest quarterback. I'm talking about Peyton got some interceptions now. Don't give him that. He got interceptions.
A lot.
Yeah, he has interceptions, but every quarterback throws an interception in their career. Say one
not
quarterback who started 18 years and then threw one interception. Peyton Manning, he even said it in his retirement speech that he even holds another record for the most interceptions thrown by a rookie. And he hopes that every year that somebody beats it, but they don't. So he even holds a bad one. So that's impressive if you ask me. Bring up the stats on your phone right now and read them.
My phone's not working right now. I'm sorry to tell you that. Excuse me, you have technical difficulties right now, sir.
That concludes this episode of the Nathan and Rydell Show on Youth Express, recorded live from Pittsburgh King. Special thanks to Derek Irvin, guest star on the show today. We welcome your feedback and input. Please address comments to info@youthexpress.org. Thank you and have a great day.